I am at the American Society of Clinical Oncology annual meeting right here in Chicago with Winglock Chan. You're from Hong Kong. You're a clinical associate professor at the Department of Clinical Oncology in the University of Hong Kong. And you're with me now to tell me all about this study you've been announcing here at ASCO and how it is called Support Plus. That's a technique of digital self-management and clinical support for advanced cancer. Could you give me some of the background to the study that you've completed and you're giving us data on now?
Okay, thank you very much, Peter. Yes, indeed, our study included 1,214 patients with cancer, advanced cancer, and they decided not for further treatment. So we recruited all of them and then randomized 1-to-1 in the usual care arm and the intervention arm. And in the intervention arm, we used the Support Plus app, and patients need to report their symptoms on the app every week. And in the app, they will give them self-management automated advice. And also, the nurses will call the patients within one working day if they have severe symptoms.
Right, so you're bringing continuing care into the 21st century, helping patients as much as possible. Why did you look at this issue? What was going wrong already?
Because in the past, patients with advanced cancer usually only see the doctors or nurses during clinic visits, and the symptoms are aggregate in between visits, and they may have more symptoms in between. So because of anxiety or because of the exacerbation of the symptoms, they need to visit emergency visits and hospitalized. With these hospitalizations and emergency visits, we give burden to the patients and caregivers.
So what did you do in the study to evaluate whether the use of your app helps, and how did you use that together with the staff you have available?
Yes, well, first of all, the patients need to report their symptoms on the app, and the app will give the patient automated self-management advice, and the nurses will also call the patients within one working day if they have severe symptoms. The primary endpoint is health-related quality of life of the patients. Yes. So, and the secondary endpoints include self-efficacy, that is how confident the patient or the caregiver can take care of themselves. And emergency visits, hospitalization days and episodes, and ECOG performance status. From our results, we found that the patients who used our app would have a better quality of life, better maintained quality of life.
What did the patients make of it? Because not everybody likes using an app. Some people want to be able to phone someone up or go into the clinic.
Well, we need to tell them that they need to report the symptoms every week. If they cannot report the symptoms, because most of our patients are elderly, they can ask their relatives or their children to help them to report the symptoms for them.
In practice then, when the patient reports symptoms, do they put symptoms into the app daily or is that weekly?
Weekly. Yes, we ask them to do it weekly. Of course, they can do it more frequently, but the app will give the patient reminder every week to report their symptoms.
And you have nurses on standby to give information and help to the patients. How demanding is this for the nurses?
Well, actually, they take turns every day to replied to the symptoms, and they usually call the patients or use the in-app conversations like a WhatsApp inside, and they can call the patients using the in-app conversations function.
How did you measure health-related quality of life as a result of this intervention?
Well, we used the EQ5D5L questionnaire to ask the patients and at baseline, week 9 and week 18.
And as a result of this, what do you think the cancer unit thinks of this, and how much better is it improving their care for the patient?
Yes, surely yes, because they can't, for example, if they have increase in pain or increase in some discomfort, after talking to our nurses, the nurse can adjust the dose of the painkillers, and also if they have very severe symptoms, they can directly admit to a hospital or to see the doctors earlier. advancing the appointment. So with all this, they do not need to wait for the next follow-up. Or while waiting, many patients or caregivers would get quite nervous, and they may go to an emergency room department earlier before they they got the appointment to see doctor. So if we can have an early attempt to help the patients, actually the patients will have much more relieved after the conversation with us.
So how far have you got to implementing this in your work in Hong Kong so far?
Yes, we have done this in 6 hospitals in Hong Kong, and we are now further doing this for our patients who are using the anti-cancer treatment, especially for the older patients.
So you've got health-related quality of life analysis, but what's your gut feeling about how well this is doing among patients and among your staff?
Well, I think first of all, actually, it's very effective. This is a very effective way for the patients and caregivers. And many caregivers and patients acknowledge us, send emails and send cards to us, and thank our staff for helping them during that period of time.
So what message would you send out to cancer doctors around the world about using this system with the app and the nurse backup to improve patients' well-being?
First of all, I think we cannot just focus on the patients. We need to involve the families, because when the patient has advanced cancer, they will depend on their caregivers more and more at the end of the life. So it's very important to involve the caregivers to help them. And if the caregivers are involved, the caregivers also feel that, oh, they can help the patients. Yes. And this also equipped the caregivers as well.
So it is sort of giving a more holistic approach and sensitizing everybody, patients, families, and the hospitals alike.
Yes, correct. You are right. Yeah, actually, we help the patient's family. It's not just the patients. We help the patient and caregivers. We equip the caregivers to help the patients as well.
So what's the bottom line message you would leave cancer doctors with?
First of all, we need to provide a holistic approach. We give the patients, we care the patient and the caregivers. We can use active, proactive way, asking them to report their symptoms, and we can react early for their management.
What's the impact of this on overall costs?
The impact, first of all, is helping the society as a whole, because it reduced hospitalization, the episode and the hospitalization days. And this is very important, because for after hospitalization, the patient may have further deterioration in physical performance. And secondly, I think as a whole, we need to have some cost effectiveness study to check on the cost that we need to implement with the app maintenance, and we also need some volunteers to help the patients and caregivers to learn how to use the app. Yeah, and we also need the nurses to operate on the system. So all these are costs, and all these we need funding.
Do you expect it to have a win-win situation?
Yes, I do think so. First of all, hospitalization is very important, yeah, to the patients, the health system, the caregivers, the family, and the other thing is that I think for us and for the whole system, I think it's easily implemented, because all the things like the questionnaires, the iPods, can be easily found online.
Dr. Wing Lok Chang, thank you very much indeed. You're from the University of Hong Kong. Thanks for being with me here at the American Society of Clinical Oncology annual meeting in Chicago. For the Audio Journal of Oncology, I'm Peter Goodwin.